a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I am in a hell of my own making at the moment. And sometimes I don't want to get in the car with my children.
No.
Because...
That seems like that's never a thing that parents say. I thought it was a joy to drive with children.
Mate, they are fine. They're fine in the car and they make a big mess.
Yeah.
But, you know, every so often you clean it up, you know, you vacuum out the car and you get a whole big bag of crap and then you throw it away.
Yeah.
I'm talking more in a musical sense.
Oh.
Because Lingy will quite often tell us about, you know, what his boys are listening to.
Yeah.
And sort of I try and steer our girls into, like, cool music. So
we're listening to a lot of Deftones and
Slipknot. We're all very excited about Good Things Festival. I haven't broken it to them yet that they're not coming with Mum and Dad.
Yeah.
But certainly we're all excited about Limp Bizkit. We were rolling the other day. That was fun.
Yeah.
It's your Fall Out Boys and your Deftones and it's all that kind of cool stuff, A Day to Remember, et cetera, et cetera. But also, you know, I let them listen to some pop stuff, so the good Taylor Swift gear, nice. Lil Nas X, that kind of...
Yeah. Any Ed Sheeran?
Absolutely not. Oh, actually, Indy, the 4-year-old, she loves Celestial. So if we're listening to what we call Daddy Radio at home, and Celestial comes on, she goes, Dad, it's Celestia. Celestia.
She says it better than me.
Beautiful thing. The three songs that they love at the moment are killing me, though.
Oh, no.
And they're killing Kalia as well. And every time it's a combination of these three songs, they will get in the car, whether it's after daycare, kindy, or, you know, just where we're going somewhere. Can we listen to A, B, or C? Here's A for you. Sure. So it's Rita Ora, Fatboy Slim, Praising You, right? It's not Praise You. Don't like Praise You. Don't like the original.
Yeah.
It's got to be the Rita Ora version.
Have they tried the original?
Yes.
Have you tried?
Of course, I've tried to steer them to the classics.
Okay.
So this is this is not a terrible song.
Nah.
But ad nauseum on repeat.
Yeah. It just doesn't connect with you.
Oh, it's painful. Okay. All right. And then it's Daddy. Can we listen to Peanut Butter Jelly?
I
guess it's just either on the radio or it's popped up on like random play on Spotify and they've gone, yep, that's a jam.
That's it.
So this is the other one. So Rita Ora, Galantis, Peanut Butter Jelly. And the other one that we've just added to the rotation and I want to die is this.
This song had a chokehold on us when we were kids.
Yeah.
And even if you bring it up now randomly as adults, everyone gets into it. They know the floor filler, mate. They know the party started. They're DJs in the making.
We drove from Lara into town on the weekend for ballet. And we listened to this over and over and over. Just the one. Didn't even get the other two into the rotation. It was just Cotton Eye Joe.
Why don't you try their other song?
There are other redneck songs.
Yeah,
is there one?
Which is exactly the same.
Oh,
it's
please,
just a little name. Bit different.
They're no,
like,
we don't have
it. If you loved this, you'll love that.
Polyester Eye Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
So the joy on Goldie's face, though, when Cotton Eye Joe comes on, it is hard to describe, and it's the one saving grace because she just thinks it's hilarious.
Play it now, then. Come on,
Cotton Eye Joe.
Let's play us out.
Dying inside, I'm dying.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, I want to talk about mobile phones and how you keep them.
Okay.
Caught up with a mate on the weekend, went out, did a bit of a sort of a cruise around town, like had some beers at one place, Went to another place, had some beers.
Look at you with a friend.
Went to another place and had some beers. This is a guy that I know through Mother's Group and I sort of invited out on a dad's man date of thing.
I love this. Nice.
Did you wear a nice shirt or wear your favourite band shirt?
No, I wore a Brooklyn Nets jumper. Is that all right?
Yeah, cute.
Okay, cool. Anyway, so, we were rolling around town and we ended up popping into Hot Chicken Project for dinner.
Nice.
Sat down there in the window, having a bit of a chat, and he pulls his phone out and puts it on the bench. And I look at it and I'm like, what are you doing? He's got an iPhone. I was like, I feel like I've been misled.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been hiding things from me all day. We've been hanging out. We've been having a drink or two, getting to know each other, having a great old time, and you drop this on me towards the end of the night when I've already sort of trusted you with all this information about my personal life that I don't know if I can trust you with anymore, because his phone looks like this, right?
He raw dogs it, like you'd say.
He raw dogs his mobile phone.
No protective case.
Living life on the edge.
Nah, you cannot go out with this person again.
He doesn't have, it's not only that he forgot to grab it when he left the house that morning, for some reason had it on charge, whatever, took it off. No, does not own a phone case for his mobile phone. He's just living life on the edge.
Right now, you can see, if I get rid of that, my screen is cracked. Yeah. I have a protective case. My screen is cracked. Mm. I think most people's get little cracks in it, even with protective cases. Mm. You can't have no case.
I drop my phone all the time.
No case, no screen protector either. This guy wants to see the world burn. I don't know. I don't know if I can have that energy in my life.
No. I totally agree. That's not normal. That's not normal.
He goes, everyone sort of says, I can't believe you don't have a case for your phone. He's like, I just don't like it. I just feel like I like the way my phone feels in my hand.
Like slimmer and...
Yeah.
See, everyone prefers it, without the protection. But you've got to put the protection on.
Well, it's like a fish, isn't it? It's like trying to hold a fish in your hands.
Is he super cautious with it?
It's not like that at all.
I feel like it is. No, I don't think he is. I don't know if he's overly. He didn't seem overly cautious with it. But I just thought, oh my God, who are you? And then I thought, you have to be the only person in Geelong that is rolling around with no case on their phone, just raw dogging their mobile.
Let's go to Justin from Armstrong Creek. Justin, is this you and your behaviour?
No, this is actually my missus. When I get my phone, I always just go straight to the shop next door, like in the Walmart Plaza or wherever, and pay $50 for the case and screen protection and all that sort of stuff. And that costs about $100. So my missus won't do it. She'll buy a phone, and she'll say, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to buy it from China. You know, I can get this for $5 and $1 for the case and that sort of thing. Every time, drops it and breaks it before she gets it. Every time. Every time.
I'll just get a new phone, she says.
Like that anyway.
Yeah.
And then you have to buy a new screen, $140.
Yeah.
Every time. That's part of my heading.
Yeah, I bet. You can't say anything about it, though, can you, Justin? She won't hear it.
No. I'm not paying $50. I'm crazy for paying $50 for a case, but I can get one for $2 from China.
Yeah. All right.
Then you have to wait 6 weeks.
Yeah. Order it online. Yeah. All right. You don't need that energy in your life. Cut her out, I say. Who have we got next?
Paul from St. Albans Park is with us. Paul, is it you who likes to live life on the edge?
No, it's not. It's the same as the other caller, my missus. And she always says, she goes, oh, no, I can't afford that. I go, well, $25 for a screensaver or $240 to get it fixed. I'm like, bloody hell.
She's thinking payment right now, not payment in the future. That's future hers.
Right. Look to the future. Exactly right.
Oh, my God. All right.
I feel like Justin and Paul have been sitting on that for a long time.
Yeah. I'm glad we got that off their chest.
What about Peter in Hamlin Heights? Peter, are you raw dogging the phone or what?
The phone I'm holding right now is just raw dog.
No protection.
I feel like Tom needs to pass me the details of this bloke. I think we could be friends. I've been living this raw dog life for years.
Really? Why? Peter, explain to us. What's the logic?
How do you fit these giant phone cases in your pockets.
Okay, that's fair.
I find it miserable. I think it's too big, it's too ungainly, and I've only broken the phone once in like 10 years, so nice. I think I'm running pretty good odds.
Are you extra cautious, though, when you're handling the phone? Like Tom said, it's like getting a fish, a live fish in his hands. Ridiculous
analogy.
You guys
all just have really sweaty hands or something?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
What TV theme? What TV theme?
When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go.
What TV theme?
Oh.
What TV theme?
Oh,
don't look at me like
something.
That.
I want to
what
say
TV
something.
What TV theme? Oh, oh, oh. What TV theme?
Go on.
Is there more?
Yeah. Make up your mind. What TV theme? All right, if you didn't catch it, guys, the game is What TV Theme?
I was doing my correspondence during that.
We are out of time for the actual game. But it is one of the all-time great openers. So there we go. What I'm going to do is play little bits of TV theme songs. You need to tell me what TV show the song is from, and it's a best of three arrangement. Your names are your buzz. I'm getting text messages about that intro.
This game is teetering on the edge, by the way. It's the game that if Loggy goes like wins by too much and dominates it, it ends. Last week... It's fair to say you're close to ruining this game.
Okay.
All right. Are we all ready to play? Can you just test your buzzers for me, please, gang?
Lingy.
Loggy.
Well, that's not going to win you anything, is it? If you're trying to be quick, you're not going to win.
Well, we need Loggy to slow down a bit.
No, you're right. Okay, here we go. Tell me, what TV show is this?
Loggy.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars?
You would be correct, my friend.
That was a total ass guess. Like, it's just my hips started going and I thought, oh, Daryl Summers is around.
An ass guess.
Dancing with the Stars Brazilian style or something? Or is that the Australian one?
Yeah.
Wouldn't use the accent, mate. Mate, that was set up for you right there. Why don't you ever do that to
me? The accent?
Yeah, you always do that to me.
I know.
I hate it.
Special for you.
All right, 1-0 log. Well done. Very well played.
All right, here we go. Question number two. What TV theme is this?
Don't ruin the game.
Loggy.
Oh.
Banana Man?
Nah.
Okay, you're out for a sec. Keep playing, please.
I have to start again, sorry.
This is a story about an ordinary teddy bear. When he was made,
Super Ted. Hey, what a show!
There's a banana in that too.
Yeah, Spotty Man or whatever
Spotty
it's
called.
Yeah. I'm not sure what it is.
Banana from space. All right, so 1 point apiece. This is good.
Yes.
This is good.
Love Super Ted.
Okay, now, can I just talk to Lingy for a sec?
Okay.
Be quick.
Okay, sure.
Pace is of the essence.
Come on!
All right?
You basically... sure. Let's do this. Come on.
Tell me, what TV show is this?
Lee.
Do you know?
Is it... I just said Loggy.
Yeah, I know.
Is it Gilligan's Island?
Yes, it is.
Yes! Yes! You know why? Because we were talking about it yesterday. I thought, I know how Tom's
Were we? I didn't even remember that. Oh, man.
Gilligan. You're like, no, I'm not.
Do you know the other one that I had up my sleeve was this? And this is why I was like, Pace.
Loggy, X-Files.
Yeah.
Cameron, get out.
Ruining the game.
Everyone,
on this nation.
Everyone hates this game so much.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.